Beautiful day for this wonderful event. We're at Huntington Place for Automate 2023. This is the opening day, and I'll tell you, Automotive News will be covering this. Certainly, Cranes Detroit Business will be. I don't mean to put words in the mouth of the Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor, but Mike Lee, you cover all things, all good things Detroit. And by the way, you're a very good thing about Detroit that's brought to us by Taft Law, a modern law firm with over 800 attorneys and throughout the Midwest and the District of Columbia. Learn more at taftlaw.com. That's Taft, the easy spelling, T-A-F-T, taftlaw.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent. Had a great weekend. Was at the boat show over at the great Grosse Pointe Yacht Club. It was an excellent opportunity for people to get out, look at boats and all things boating, and you know, check them out. It was the Great Lakes Boating Festival, first time ever at the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club, and I'm sure they'll do it again. Anyway, that's what I was doing. What were you doing?
I was working in my yard and enjoying the nice weather.
Good for you. It was a good yard working weekend all the way around. Hey, we've got so much going on, roaring into event season here in Detroit, and for that matter, all over Michigan. We got, of course, the Memorial Day weekend, the Mackinac Policy Conference we'll be broadcasting from, along with Guy Gordon. And, of course, very big deal. First of all, the Movement Festival and the Grand Prix making its return downtown Detroit. Man, you're going to have to add pages.
Yeah, the events are just coming fast and furious. It's our sort of our annual Michigan kickoff to summer. One of the highlights of it's going to be the Grand Prix returning to downtown Detroit after, and I always have to do the math on this, more than 30 years. 1991 was the last time that the Grand Prix ran downtown. Of course, it's been on Belle Isle for much of the years since. The team, Roger Penske, his Lieutenant Bud Denker, the city, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, they've been hard at work getting the streets near Jefferson ready for this return. Interesting thing, it's really not going to be a moneymaker for the race organizers. Bud Denker says they're really sacrificing ticket sales in the move downtown. The reason for that is the race is going to be much more accessible. There are going to be more places where you can, there are going to be places where you can see the race without buying a ticket, really, which is going to really bring the race to the city.
We're going to see the financial benefits more readily, faster, I think, than just getting, like from David Sowerby a week after what the financial impact was. People who have stores, restaurants, coffee shops, bars, all around the track are going to see an immediate return. They're going to hit the money right then and there.
People will be out and about. It's a big difference in an area that is filled with businesses compared with being on an island that you can't easily get off of to go out to eat or to go shop or to do the other things that people downtown will do.
As Bud put it, it's more inclusive being downtown than it would be more exclusive on the island, and they want to be more inclusive. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're going to get. Michael Montry, the president, and of course Bud, the chairman, and the grand poobah over everything, Roger Penske. It's another big deal for Detroit that is, I hope and think, is going to be excellent in every way. Better jump to the next topic here. What is this? Something about the wonders of spring in Michigan and these events to come. Michigan has clearly not told the story well to young people. What's that about?
This is a new study that came out last week, conducted by the good folks at the Citizens Research Council and the Alterum Institute in Ann Arbor, looking at Michigan's population, which is not such a good story. Michigan's population has stagnated over from the years 2000 to 2020. We ranked number 50 out of 51, including Washington, D.C., in population growth. Only West Virginia had a population decline, but Michigan was second to last. A lot of that has to do with keeping young people in the state, has to do with an aging population. There are recommendations, but this is not an easy problem to solve. It's critical to our economy. Young people want cool cities. We've heard that mantra for a long time. You need a healthy economy, jobs and industries that young folks can get excited about. You know, keep our wonderful graduates of the University of Michigan, Michigan State, and all our other universities in the state. We see some new signs of investment, the EV boom. So maybe there are bright spots on the horizon. Michigan has a really good story to tell. Great quality of life, affordable living, compared to the coasts. But we need the jobs and the culture that young people can really, really sink their teeth into and want to stay here. It's a puzzle that we have not yet solved here in this state. So we've got some work to do.
Yeah, we do. And we've been there before. We've had problems with our kids leaving to go to Chicago. God forbid they go to Chicago for a job. Now we got plenty of jobs here, and Chicago's turned into a real hellhole. So we want to keep the kids here. So that's a front page story. Young workers look outside state. Stagnant population provokes big concerns. And even though the mayor will deny the figures that we've heard about the number of people who have left Detroit in the last couple of years, people have opinions and they have surveys and they have other information. They don't just throw that out there, but we'll see who's right in the end. Maybe an Apple store coming downtown in the Shinola Hotel. There's all kinds of good information in here, and it all comes to us from the one and only Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor. Mike, make it a great week. You've kicked it off beautifully for us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul. You as well.
All righty. Big, big week ahead of us, starting today here at Huntington Place for Automate 2023. And then all these other activities that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks coming together. It's a beautiful, great time to be in Detroit as we continue. Well, for that matter, in the great state of Michigan, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show.